All right, back live over the internet radio through PBS. Thank you, PBS. My brother from paradise, thank you for making this possible for us and many others. Today it is the 11th month, it is November 6, 2019. My name is doesn't matter so much. I want to welcome the person that joined in over the conference call phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Well, hi, it's Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
All right. Welcome. And someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Good evening, Antonio. Welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, hi.
Hi.
Hello. All right. And we will be live over the internet for 1 hour. Right after this 1 hour show, we go over to a different conference call phone line, as this currently is a simulcast with the conference call. The other call is you can participate with, it's kind of like a meditation sort of thing, putting global issues in the love light. The phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Bob in New York.
Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Have you called in with our group before, Bob?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you, Bob.
Got the itinerary.
Okay, thank you.
I tried submitting a question, like the one from, but I got anxious, so I don't know why I got anxious, though, but.
Huh.
It was about, like, the same question about like languages. This is for my my sister wanted to know about that. And the last time she said that didn't make, she was listening to the call and she said it didn't make sense because they were talking about just accents.
About what?
Accent, like
okay,
accent, y'all and talk the car.
All right. And if you just joined in here online through BBS Radio, thank you so much for being here. We will be starting shortly. So 2 minutes away from the hour. Yes. One, two.
And the anxiety, I don't know if it's something I'm picking up from somewhere.
Maybe.
It's like sometimes it just happens and
do you ground yourself and on a frequent basis, or like if you would like hold your hand into like the gas pipe that you might bleed off any excess energy that you have within you.
The gas pipe?
Your gas pipe is a good ground. You know, you could also get a good ground from an outlet. But if you just hold your hands onto it.
I think the only gas pipe is like the one outside for the gas meter.
Yes, uh-huh. Not on a painted pipe, but it's been like the galvanized or the bare steel.
Yeah. I think they're like
Or a copper water line. Or steel.
I've been putting electrons on the bottom of my feet, and I have a grounding rod outside with copper wire coming into my room, but I haven't done that in a while. I get distracted and I forget.
Maybe pick it up again and see if it makes a difference over time, you know?
Yeah. I need medical tape to stick them on, because sometimes they don't stick as good as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I was using rubber bands, but they were a bit tight.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Welcome to the Questions and Answers with the Elohim Conference. Welcome, and thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from California.
Debbie, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Antonio.
And one or two more people join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello, Terry, and neighbors from each other. Raiden, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Nice to hear
you. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening, Harris.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Howdy.
And Jeannie, hi.
Hey, Jeannie, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
and another person joined in. Hello, Jeannie, welcome.
Hello, hi, thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't forget to say hi to yourself, Jeannie.
Oh, hi to me. Yeah, that was too funny, huh?
I think I really liked it. All right. And if you just joined in online through PBS, thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody on PBS.
Our show host does get paid for the entire hour, but he's not always on time.
Hi, Elohim.
I tried to make people laugh. It didn't work out. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil of C6C7 from sunshiny Seattle.
Good evening, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hey, Cecil.
Hi, guys. Happy to be with you.
All right. Now, don't tell me it's sunshiny in Seattle right now, Cecil.
Oh, well, it's getting kind of dark at the moment.
Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And welcome if you just joined in on BBS. Thank you for being here.
maybe the Elohim or Lahan go a little bit deeper into the language question I had from last week.
You're cutting out. We can't hear y'all. All your words.
I did pick it up. Yes. What you need to do is ask Wind as soon as he comes on, Antonio.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody was making a lot of noise there, but it kind of quieted down now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was the problem.
Is when sleeping?
I hope not.
No, he's not sleeping. No, he knows.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry, I got part of the order. I got the four wands in.
Oh, good. What was the rest of the order?
I don't recall. It's not here yet, but somebody just called in.
Yes, welcome to the next call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
And the next person who's joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi,
guys. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. I probably never told you, but my first wife's name was Bonnie.
Roger, I'm going to mute your phone line because there's background noise coming in.
Sorry about that.
You got it? Okay, thank you. Because if I mute you, then you cannot unmute yourself. So rather than you mute yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that's true. I think you can unmute yourself.
Yeah, you can.
If I manually mute a single person, you can.
Sure.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Mary, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody else.
It looks like Don.
And are you here, Prudy?
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Good evening, Phyllis. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
You made it. That's cool.
Yep, I did. Yeah, thank you.
How was the ferry boat ride?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Calm and blue skies and mountains everywhere. Oh, and I drove in between, you know, Mount Rainier and Mount Baker and requested co-creation of calming and gradual releases away from population centers. And also
wonderful.
For the tectonic plates in the area.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, too. I just realized, oh, my gosh, there they are. The mountains we were talking about. Mm.
Yep.
So it kind of sounds like Ruby.
Pardon me?
What is your name?
Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis. I thought it might be you. Okay.
She does, Phyllis does sound like Prudy a little.
Wow, that's a compliment. Thank you.
You know, we're all bozos, but some of us are advanced bozos.
And
Master Bobo.
They're all meant just to come to this planet, no matter what.
And
my sister, she wanted me to ask about the languages again. Like,
tell her she has to get on and ask it herself.
She was listening.
Did she want a different answer? Or what was her question?
She said,
"Would you like to say your name in your city?"
Dharmananda.
Hi,
this is
Dharmananda.
Hi,
Dharmananda.
Hi.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Ajana.
Yes, Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Hi,
Ajana.
Hello.
Hi,
Ajana.
What's that?
My sister.
Yeah. Who's from Citrus Heights? I can't remember.
Jeannie, did
you just come on?
She was here for a while already.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Go ahead.
My sister, she didn't understand the answer. Like, she said, well, Terry, she said about, like, the accents, y'all and talk the car. And my sister said that didn't make sense. I don't know if she wanted something like a little deeper. I don't know. But
they were talking about dialects.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One area might have a different accent but speak the same language. The Scottish, they have a different dialect than the Great Britain people. You can tell where they're from by their dialect. And it's something that develops over years. Somebody in a certain area and then a group of people in a certain area, it develops over time. They see things a little differently.
It took me a long time to make a difference between an A and an O in my language.
Oh. You know, it did me too. It's like when I first came west, I was talking
to... Hold on a second. We did have another person join in. Welcome, please share name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Sorry, Terry.
You
got
one?
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, when I was on the train coming west, and somebody kept saying, oh, look at the fog. And I kept saying, fog, you know, because in New York we said fog.
That's funny.
And I don't know if my sister was talking about like a common language that everybody spoke, and then it just like all got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just compiling the questions for today, and let's see here.
Yeah, Bob's was there from last week.
Pardon me?
Bob's on the line now. Yeah, he had those two questions, right?
Who's on the line?
Bob from New York.
Yeah.
Bob.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location. Or the next person. Fine. Go ahead. Say your name and location.
Sarah from Chicago.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi,
Sarah.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
And Bob, you might want to resend your question to make sure.
Bob, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. It's nice to have you with us. You know what? I'm trying to. I know you sent the question to the wrong email. Well, I mean, it's not the one that I look at anyway. But I'm going through all my emails to find your question. Okay. So.
Seed of love.
Pardon me.
Seed of love. Iwar.
When the speed of love, right? That's what I thought, right? And so,
I never heard of that one.
Well, there's a lot of things you never heard of.
You're right about that. A lot of things you've heard of that nobody else has.
Yeah. But when you come to these calls, you learn about things that very few people know about. And even then, we're only scratching the surface,
yep.
I would say. Right? Robin isn't on the call, is she?
I have not heard of her, no.
Okay, here we go.
Ready to mute and start the recording?
Just 1 second. Here we go. I found Robert's question.
Okay.
Robert, Terry's not going to be too happy with this question.
I'm not. About the Elohim, what did they say?
Well, Robert is very... very smart, very deep.
And good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please share name and location.
White Dove, Idaho.
Hello, White Dove. Good evening.
White
welcome.
Dove.
Hi, White Dove.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
No worries.
All right.
Starting.
Good to
yeah,
have
I,
you.
I got Robert's question now. All right.
Do you get my question, Wendy?
I got your. I always get your questions.
Wait.
I said, oh no, what is Don asking tonight? But Don,
what email were they sending those to?
Pardon me?
Questions.
What emails are they sending that to?
questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Okay, they should get mine too.
Muy bien.
They should have, anyway.
Pretty soon I'm going to buy everything.
Who is that?
Oh, Janine.
Janine, I think I got your question. Okay.
Thank you.
I think so.
I'm glad you got it.
But I just wanted to tell Don Herman that when I was in high school, they wrote in the high school yearbook that Dr. Cohan goes into conniptions when Wynn asks his question-asking arm. Now, another thing that this Dr. Cohan used to do, I had a very hard time staying awake when I was going to certain classes. And I used to fall asleep in his classes. And he used to throw erasers at me. So in any case, now you all know me.
So you have a whole drawer full of erasers.
No, I didn't take them home. I didn't take them home with me. I think they even put that in the high school yearbook. And what else did they put? They said, you can see Wynn walking through the hallways carrying large capacitors and tubes.
Large capacitor.
Because I was a ham radio operator. Okay, let's get started. Are we recording
Muted. The recording has started.
This is November 6, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everybody everywhere. And this is our call where you submit questions and we ask our sources to tell us the answers. And just for complete clarity, this is not a circumstance where I tell people to believe the answers. Everyone has to make their own decision. It took me a few years to realize that whoever was talking to me was pretty exhausted for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is the quality and consistency of their answers. And the other was their ability to penetrate this realm and send energy into it. And this is somewhat more subtle, but I was experiencing that over and over again. You know, everything from my sister's miracle, where her lupus disappeared, and they said they did it by projecting a filter into her blood and taking the lupus out. And they used the word Elohim to describe themselves, but they said, you know, when I asked them, do you really like to be worshipped? Because Elohim was one of the words for God a couple of times throughout history. And when I said, are you the same Elohim? They said, we're part of the same. And of course, you're saying they're a group. They're not just one being. And I said, why are you talking to me? And they said, well, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring these things into the world, and you don't have ego about it. And at the time they said that, I did not have a clue how to do anything, nor did I want to. I mean, geez, you know, who wants to step out into the middle of the world and say, hi, I'm talking to the... They may not be God in the traditional sense, but they are... I began to believe, after hundreds of questions, that they were the group soul that existed as pure energy and actually created the universe out of frequencies. They've explained it to us. And I tell people, it takes, to really accurately figure this out, it takes some study. You don't have to let go of any of your conventional ideas or unconventional ideas about how the universe works just because you come into this call. Because there's nothing you have to believe, there's nothing you have to follow. But the one thing that happens is there's a beautiful positive energy that ends up being shared by the people that keep coming to the calls, which I give credit for these sources helping to lift people's spirits, help to balance their energies. And that I experienced this when I was younger. I had a teacher, and that whenever I would sit in his presence, I could feel this energy in the room, and I would have all my negativity go away, all my contraction. And kind of a similar feeling here. And he never talked about the Elohim, but I do have a feeling they might have been working with them. Okay, so let's go on with our questions here. This is from Jim Blayhut in Medford, New Jersey. Let me just make sure, Terry, can I hear you?
Yeah, you want to call in the light?
Yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is spot on. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are an aspect of the soul group, the Elohim, and an aspect of the Ra group, a soul group also. And we are delighted to be with each and every one of you who wishes to be touched or connected. And we do this call so that we may be of assistance wherever it is for the highest good and wherever we can. We care about your realm, and the connection that we make with these calls is very sacred to us. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. Thank you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Jim Leha in Medford, New Jersey. For several months, I continue to experience a contracted heaviness. Despite being open and accepting of challenge and difficulty, I cannot seem to shake it. In the past, I generally perceived the state of being as a sign, as a tell-form, a tell-form. I'm not sure if that sounds like it's typed wrong.
How do you say T-E-L-L?
T-E-L-L. I think he has the wrong word there.
No, but I think he has the right word.
As a tell-form, a higher aspect of myself, to shift my attention towards something of meaningful purpose, a catalyst for change when in stasis. Perhaps I am in error. Something feels different this time. Today, I thought of a concept Carla often spoke of, that of experiencing negative readings, or something to that effect. It is the idea that there can be something outside yourself working against you, making progress more difficult. I just want to point something out, Jim. Under the law of one, nothing is outside of yourself, okay? Even the negative, even the demonic, it's all part of you. It doesn't mean it's like in the front and center, but somewhere it's there. Would this take on a similar sensation to what I have been feeling? Is this type of greeting being projected onto me at this time? Is there anything you can share with me to help me to better understand and assist in my ability to transcend this darkness? It hurts.
Thank you. There are, in your daily life, in fact, in the majority of people's daily life, a number of influences that are very difficult to transcend. There are factors in the government, the fighting between different factions in government that tend to wear on one in a subconscious way and to set the mood and lower the tone of the population, which then is a subconscious surrounding influence on everyone's life who is experiencing it. So there are different things going on that do lower the general vibration of progress and the vibration of in the surroundings of people, and different aspects in different countries, depending upon the influences that are brought to bear. We take a moment and we take a look.
Are you still working on the
end?
Go ahead.
We are sorting through different aspects to evaluate them. For instance, influences of colleagues, influences of families, influences of neighbors, it seems like it is broader, that there is some level of past life experience that has been triggered and has come in to be handled and is bringing in a negative view, a past life experience that was hard to deal with at that time. See if you can get any perceptics of any senses more about it. Does it get worse on the job, or is it pretty a level kind of a overlay, a pall that is simply in your mood, has affected your mood? You might question others around you and seeing if they are also experiencing anything similar that they may not be talking about, to observe and see what you can learn about it, what part of it is in the influence from the area where you live, what part of it is from people who you don't necessarily know, but live in your neighborhood in or in the area of Philadelphia. Is there a business in Philadelphia that is going under that the employees are a little bit bleak in their outlook about that may be bleeding through into your vicinity. Does it get worse in certain areas? Does it get worse when you near home? Does it get worse when you are in a certain area of Philadelphia? So to learn more about the origin of this, which is a real mood, a real feeling, a real overlay to find out more where it is stronger, where it is weaker, time of day it might be stronger, time of day it might be weaker. Area of the city where it might be stronger. See what you can observe to learn more about this. Thank you.
Thank you. Janine from Salt Lake City. I would like to ask why I only remember the dark dreams or nightmares that I had. I had one the other day. I wake up almost every night between 3 and 5 a.m. And when I do, I call in the light. I only remember the dark ones. 3 years ago, I dreamt that I was swallowed up by a shark. 2 years ago, I dreamt that the full moon vanished, and the one I had a couple of nights ago was 3 to 5 minutes of disturbing. So I called in the light 4 or 5 times and went back to sleep. Why can I only remember the dark dreams? Any advice or wisdom on how to remember the good dreams? Janine in Salt Lake City.
Thank you. We take a look. You dreamed that you were swallowed up by a shark. You dreamed that the moon disappeared. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the last one?
The last one was, she didn't say what it was. She said it was 3 to 5 minutes of disturbing.
Okay. These are problematic, which ended up with questions and ended up not being resolved. If you have a dream that is resolved and can move through your consciousness, come and go, and it is easy to move on past it because it is not problematic and does not hang in space and time waiting for some resolution. Being eaten by a shark is problematic and disturbing. There is a disturbing aspect of all three of those dreams, which would hang in time with the question, how does it end? How to resolve it? How to move past it? It is the problematic aspect of the dream that creates the hanging in time and the desire to work it through. One thing you can do It's like if during your waking hours you have pleasant visions or pleasant thoughts, is to ask to remember dreams that may be of that nature. You may be having dreams of pleasant nature, but then not remembering them. The bad dreams are the ones that stand out and are in memory because they are unresolved and hanging there in time waiting for some resolvement. But a good dream may be had, and when you wake up, when you first wake up between the state of sleep and wake, if you take a moment at that state and see if you remember any dreams and write them down, you may start to see some good dreams appear.
Thank you. Next question. Next question here is from Robert. Now, this is, Robert is a very smart guy. He is,
we like smart.
He's a professor. And he and Lauren talk to each other and understand each other. He sent me a question here that, you know, it has to filter through Terry's mind, and she may go unconscious, which might block getting an answer, okay, without, like, trying to get it through her mind, because she's a conscious channel, okay? But we'll go through it, and then I'll stop, and we'll see what comments they make, and see if this is possible to get some results. It also may be too long for this call and for other people that have questions. But let's start off and see what we get. The active part of the DNA codes for 22 amino acids, as far as I know, so-called junk DNA does not participate in the manufacturing of proteins from the amino acids, but the junk DNA certainly has a function, although the biologists call it junk. Is it possible that if the junk DNA were broken into codons of three pairs at a time, and for each codon determine the amino acid it would code for it, if it were in the active part of the DNA, and then for some language, find a correspondence between the amino acids and the letters of the alphabet, so that understandable sequence of words form, and making the junk DNA be readable, informing in natural language about its origins and other interesting information about the person's spiritual growth and the previous lives of the person where DNA is examined. Now, I better stop there. First, Terry?
Yeah.
Our source.
our source really likes the question, but, well, that's me now talking. But,
yeah.
We'll see what we get.
I don't know what a codon is, C-O-D-O-N. Anybody? Let me just open the lines for a moment.
Unmuted.
Thank you, guys. Is Bob on the line? Does he want to tell us?
A codon is a group of three base pairs at a time, three base pairs in sequence.
It's a group of, say it again, speak louder.
It's a group of three base pairs.
Three what pairs?
P-A-S-E.
S-P-A.
No, base. B-A-S-E. Base pairs. Yeah.
Like part of the DNA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The DNA is a sequence of these base pairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that help our sources?
We place it in very simple language, well, which may be too simple, but let's see.
Muted.
Give us a moment. The DNA, there's actually no junk DNA, although what is called junk DNA has functions that are not known. So they disregard it. When the DNA vibrates, it vibrates at different paces, reflecting and bringing in from outside itself, encoding into itself it is so broad. It is so broad that it has many faces. And the faces face the matching data in the environment, the field, and then are able to interpret into the structure makeup the information, but it has many faces that are listed to front, if you could call it the front, to match the incoming information. And not only the incoming information from the surroundings, but the incoming information from the memory, from the past of the individual, that sets it to be appropriate to the surrounding what is needed into the surrounding environment. Not only with the environment, but with each other, with the different parts of the DNA working together, much like you have spinning discs, although they're not discs, they're spinning information pieces that face each other and mesh to turn like past life experience that's recorded in deep in there
in what they call junk DNA. One of the things in junk DNA is recorded in there. And when it can be very alert to its surroundings and spin in accordance with what the whole environment and the past, and it's an integration. It's an area of integration that makes life possible. Maybe that can trigger a little bit of more information.
You know, just asking a question here and trying to make it comprehensible. We've had a lot of discussion about DNA, activating DNA, the way that DNA responds to energy fields, and DNA is the blueprint for the growth of our physical body.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's geometric and it's beautiful. And it can, it's alert and conscious and it can spin and bring the geometrical face of it that is needed to match with the surroundings to integrate the soul into its life.
Mm-hmm. And at one time, when I asked, where do souls come from? I said, is the Elohim up there manufacturing souls and saying, we'll put the soul in this body? The answer was somewhat stunning that, and this may not be the only answer, but the answer at that time was that the DNA would attract an energy from the field to match the DNA of the new body. And then once that energy from the field formed around the DNA, it would be eternal, essentially. It will continue. So
but it's always changing. It's always changing and adapting.
It's always changing, yes. But it's you know, it's a changing eternal motion. And it, when you die, it stays with the soul. It goes to the next life. And so it's, the DNA has to be very complicated. But I don't understand the complexity.
But it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay. But in any case, let's revisit this later, okay? And maybe we can learn something.
We would like Bob's feedback go at one time or another.
Okay. Now, Bonnie, what do we got? We got, who am I leaving out? I'm probably leaving out Don Herman, but Don, you've asked 500 questions, so I don't mind leaving you out. Okay, if you don't, if you'll just forgive me. Okay, Bonnie asks. My very first question back in 2014 was about a recurring dream I had as a child. I had a group of people and an invisible machine. The group was my crew. And the machine was our spaceship that we couldn't repair and had left us marooned here on Earth. And I have to say, I remember when they answered this to Bonnie and said this, I said, we're never going to hear from her again. This is too wacko. Okay? You said there was much, much more to our story, but that was enough at the time. Our technology must have been very advanced to have a telekinetic ship. What was our mission? Did we have contact with any Earth beings? Did we reincarnate into humans right away? Or have we taken any other forms? I understand that the veil clouds our memories for good reason. But my insatiable curiosity fuels my inquisitiveness. Thank you. Bonnie, Corona, California.
Thank you. Yes, your the veil clouds your memory. Yes. The ship not working prevented you from getting back. It's like you were collecting scientific data about this place, the Earth, and it ceased to function, and one of you of the crew fooled with the controls and fooled with them after it crashed, trying to recreate it or to to get it working, but it would not work. And so all of your scientific data and everything had been recorded that you had collected, or you're just beginning to collect. But the Earth realm sometimes is a little hard to escape from. And you did that reincarnate right away, as your whole crew is like 14, hope to go back, hope to get it working and move around in spirit form, just hoping that it would go, you, something would come and get you and take you back. And you did not reincarnate the way it took many years before you, some of you decided to come into human bodies.
Let me ask one question here. We only got a minute, but why did not the people from her home planet come looking for her or make contact with them? Was that impossible or something?
They did come looking for you. However, they were unable to penetrate into the airspace. They were scared that their equipment would fail, just as yours had.
Okay. Thank you very much. And on that note, we are going to end this call. We're going to go into whole planet healing. For those of you that want to follow us, 712-770-4340. And we will...
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Love you guys.